Okay, it's the 20th of Tishrei. Good morning, everybody. We're up to the 11th Os and the Aleph Beis, Chaf, in Mizmor Kuf Yates. So this Mizmor is about David's sense of isolation and endangerment, but in particular, not just physical endangerment, but endangerment from those who would weaponize religion. You know, religion is a very encompassing aspect of our lives. It is the very stuff of our lives. And unfortunately, one of the things that people can do is shalol l'shem shamayim, weaponize religion to try to invalidate other people in the most basic way. That was something that David HaMelech experienced, and Rashi notes that that's part of this mizmor. In particular, the pasuk, this is pasuk peivav, kol mitzvosecha munah sheker redafuni ozreini. So that sheker redafuni, the people attempted to weaponize particular halachos against him. That David HaMelech descended on the his great grandmother was Rus HaMoaviyah. There was halacha lo yavo amonim moavi b'kal Hashem. The ammonim and the moavim are not welcome to come into the Kal Hashem. They can't. They can convert, but they're not permitted to marry into the main body of the Jewish people. And the halacha is Moavi velo Moaviyah. The women of Moav are not stigmatized because they were not part of Asher Sachar Lechas Bilam ben Beor. And the same thing was true with the Ammonite as opposed to the Ammoni. So in any event, people would try to weaponize this halacha against David to say that he was illegitimate of birth. So, kol mitzvosecha munah sheker redafuni ozreini. In a broader sense, the Mitzvot David says it wasn't just that one halacha, but rotzalom rav shehema omrim shani ish avon ufesh harav, that I'm just an evil person, a wicked person. So David HaMelech experienced what unfortunately many experience, which is to be attacked, as somehow spiritually inadequate on specific grounds, on general grounds. It almost doesn't matter, but that people can weaponize religion to whatever their ideological purpose is, and unfortunately to our very righteous people. I remember reading some years ago a biography of Rav Kook, and Rav Kook was tormented by many who objected to some of his, less conformist positions, certainly regarding the spiritual potential of not just the land of Israel, but even the state of Israel. It wasn't yet the state of Israel in his time. It was mandatory Palestine, but what it could mean and what it could be. And he was about to go for a walk by himself one night, and somebody quoted to him the Gemara that a Talmid Chacham should not be Yotze Yechidi Balayla. So at the beginning of Masechta Pesachim and other places. And the rationale would be that shadim, demons, are going to attack the person. And Rav Kook commented that the shadim in this town don't consider me a Talmud Chacham, I'll be quite all right. But he experienced that isolation, and sometimes in a very profound way. Closer to home, the Rav was attacked mercilessly by many who recognized that he was an undeniable and in some ways unparalleled Gadol B'Torah, but his involvement in Chachmas HaOlam, his advocacy for Medinat Yisrael, his positions with respect to expanding Talmud Torah opportunities for women and other such things, his notions of partnership, not interfaith dialogue on theological issues, but partnership, Ger V'Toshav and Ochim Achem, that were not so much to the tune of those who preferred a more aggressive insularity. So he too experienced this. This is something that, again, Gedolei Yisrael have experienced, and attempts at marginalizing and invalidating them and weaponizing religion, ironically, against them. But that is something that David HaMelech is reflecting here. And there's a certain urgency that we find in Os Chaf, where David talks about how many close calls there were. Kalu einaylim rasach alemor masai tenachameni. I was yearning for you. Kiayisi kenod bekitor. I was like a cask of wine that was in a furnace about to explode. Chukachalo shachachti. I was hanging on to your mitzvos, but it was a great sense of urgency. Pasuk pezayin, just a few pesukim later. Kimat kiluni vaaretz. I was almost fully destroyed. Ani lo azavti fikudecha. But again, I was unwilling to part with this ethos, with holding on to your Torah. Kechas decha chayini, so God preserve me, not as the Mitzvah David points out, not for the sake of hanau solam hazeh, so that I can go to Tahiti, but ve'eshmer aedus picha, because I'm being attacked on these false and contrived and insidious grounds. And all I've tried to do is to try to be a representative of your Torah. Now, again, as we discussed yesterday, that doesn't mean David HaMelech was perfect. That doesn't mean that David HaMelech didn't sin. But part of that Gemara in Masach HaShabbos that says, Kol Amir David Chata in Oel HaToah, so the way that I've always interpreted that Gemara is obvious David sinned. David spent so much of his life doing tshuva. Nasan HaNavi said David sinned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that David sinned. And David suffered terrible travails as a result, the death of that child with Bathsheba and Avshalom, and each one of these is an unimaginable thing, being deposed. And yet, what does that Gemara mean when it says that a person who says that David is a sinner is mistaken? I think a person says that that's, so to speak, his legacy. That's all we can sort of take away from him, is how he sinned with Bathsheba, Eino Elatoa. So that person is mistaken, that person is being myopic in terms of the perspective that they're taking, because if, and then the Gemara goes on to explain, because if you really want to just be extremely narrow and technical about it, you can claim that Uriah was Morid B'Malchus and, make all kinds of claims about Bathsheba. Clearly it was wrong on many, many, many levels, Arayos and Shvichas Tamim. But again, if one wants to be myopic about David, one can be extremely myopic in the other direction. So the point here is that, unfortunately, sometimes people weaponize halacha and they weaponize religion, and they're trying to use it as an axe to grind, and they're not using it in an appropriate way. They're not using it, derachad archinom mechol nesivosa shalom, but they're using it to invalidate, and especially where it's inappropriate to do so. That's something that David HaMelech experienced personally, and yet every time that he experienced that, it made him draw even closer to Hashem. Chukecha lo shachachti lo azavti pikudecha. Eshmera, Edos Picha, when David HaMelech, this is this part of the spiritual genius that he was, the more he was besieged and surrounded, Ki Avivi Miyazavuni, Hashem Yasfeni, the more that he was able to cling to Hashem. Everybody have a wonderful day.